We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Stacy in Loganville joining us for group therapy this morning. And Stacy, I understand you're expecting a baby.
I am.
Congratulations.
It's our first. Thank you. I'm so excited, but I'm so concerned at the same time. It's our first child, and everybody swears that once the baby comes, we're going to neglect our Shih Tzu Blossom that we've had for years, and she's been our baby, like, forever. And I'm just really concerned about that. Like, she sleeps in our bed. She has her own ice cream bowl. Like, she's truly our baby. And I just need to know that that's not going to happen.
Okay. So everybody's been telling you the dog's going to take a backseat to new baby. And I would be one of them to say that. I'm sorry, Stacy. But Blossom is just not going to be as important right when you have a brand new baby. But you're asking, are there any dog people, like, who have kept baby number
one? Yes.
Do you guys think
even
this
if
happens?
There's only one person, even if there's only one person, I just need some hope. I just need some hope.
That is so sweet.
So you're worried that Blossom is going to get jealous and you're going to neglect Blossom because of your baby?
But not just that. It's not just about Blossom getting jealous. It's just I love Blossom so much, and I love my baby, of course. And I've never been a mom before, so I don't know how things will change, but. I make her food. She sleeps in our bed. Like I said, my husband and I, we just love her, and we can't imagine life without her.
Okay, so if you can give her any guidance, 404-263-0941, Stacy wants to know, is there anybody who kept their first baby, their four-legged baby, number one, when they had a new baby? I don't think this is possible. Honestly, Stacy, I would love to help you out here in group therapy. That's what it's all about. We circle the wagons. We reach out to people. But I don't think anybody is going to say that their dog stayed number one.
Mm-mm. I disagree.
No.
Really?
I disagree. There's somebody out there.
Yeah, you're a true dog lover. I think so. Like me and my husband, if you're a true dog lover like us, there has to be somebody out there.
Stacy, did you call Blossom your fur baby?
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah.
So I guarantee there is somebody out there that was worried and still treats their pet better than they do their kids because they love – because I can kind of understand where you're coming from. Blossom has been with you for a while now, and Blossom has been your number one, and you've been through thick and thin. So you want to keep you and Blossom that relationship strong. And that baby may get in the way, but still, you want to make sure that you and Blossom do not falter. I guarantee there's somebody out there that's going to help you.
I've had Blossom before I had my husband, so yes, please.
There it is.
Okay.
It has to be someone.
I don't think we're going to find not even one, but we'll throw it out there, Stacy. 404-263-0941. If your fur baby stayed your number one baby, even when you had an actual baby, give us a call right now and join us for group therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Stacy in Loganville has got a question for group therapy. Stacy, the friends are listening. What do you want to know? Stacy, there?
Yes, I am.
So your question, you're expecting your first child, and what's your question for the friends? They're all listening and willing to help.
Okay, I need to know that even though I'm having my first baby, I'm still going to treat my Blossom, my Shih Tzu that I've had forever, as my first baby. Can she still be a priority even when the baby comes?
All right, Catherine and Griffin joining us for group therapy. Catherine, there's no way baby stays number one, right?
I have to disagree, but okay, so I don't have any kids, but I was the first child. And from pictures and from stories that I've been told, my dog never got put on the back burner. I kind of, like, grew up with him as, like, my older brother, in a sense.
I love it. I love it, Catherine.
Oh, my God.
Cropping you out of the picture.
His older brother was a dog. I love it. All right, let's get some group therapy guidance from Erica in Woodstock. Hey, Erica.
Hey. Okay, Stacey, so I really don't think Blossom is going to take the back burner at all. I don't have kids either, but I just hope that when I have a kid, my child can grow up with my baby, my dog that I've had forever. So I think it's possible.
See,
that
these are all
he will still have priority.
Who have not had human babies right. yet. I'm telling you, there is no way the human baby always takes the first spot. Fur baby is going to take the second spot. Let's check in with Margaret in Alpharetta, or Marguerite in Alpharetta. Hey, Marguerite.
Hi. I have a 4.5-year-old, and everybody knew from the start, as long as you take turns and you dedicate set aside time for your baby and your dog baby, then yes, it is. He even knows today, my son, that sometimes he's not going to get to do what he wants to do because it's my dog's time. And my human son is my second son, so he knows he has to share.
So, Marguerite, like, does sometimes does the baby have to sleep on the dog bed and the dog gets in the bed? I mean, do you kind of flip-flop?
Well, my dog's always slept in the bed, so if my dog decides that he needs snuggle time, you've got to move or you've got to go back to your bed.
Oh, my God.
Everybody has to go.
There it is. Marguerite is the one parent.
Oh, my God.
Who allows
I
her.
I love you, Marguerite.
Fur baby to be number one. All right. Calls are still coming in for group therapy. 404-263-0941. Does your fur baby stay number one over your human baby? Really? Join us for group therapy. It's Jen and Friends on Star 94.1. Group therapy question with Jen and Friends this morning on Star 94.1. Do you think that the fur baby can stay number one when you have a real baby? Crystal in Locust Grove is a friend listening and wants to join group therapy. Hey, Crystal is over there on line one.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Will Stacy's fur baby stay number one?
Okay, fur baby mommy, your feelings are valid. Everybody goes through this, even with regular babies. You always feel like that second baby, you're just not going to like that one quite as much. But the way hearts are, you know, you just, they make more room. You know, it's not a matter of being first or second. It's just now your heart gets a little bit bigger and you'll have more space.
That's so true, Crystal. Thank you so much for the call. Melissa in McDonough is joining group therapy. Melissa, what do you say? Will the fur baby stay number one?
Fur baby is definitely not going to stay number one, but I do agree with the caller just now, Crystal. She is absolutely right. There will be more love in your heart for both of them. You know, but new baby is overwhelming for everybody, so definitely not going to be number one, but I have a dog and a cat, and my husband tells me I treat them better than I do the kids, so.
So it is possible to keep them on the same level. Okay, and Olivia in Dallas, you'll be the last call on this. Olivia, welcome to group therapy.
Yes, ma'am. So for me, I've got two kids, and I'd say that we've got a 4-year-old pit bull. We had her before our kids, and I'd say that it's not who comes first or second. It's just it's a completely different bond with your kids, and I think you'll discover that as soon as you have, you know, your children. That it's just a completely different bond. I mean, there's one bond you have with your kids, and there's another with your dog. But like for me, my dog rides along with my kids wherever we go. Our dog goes. And it's, you know, we share the same love, and it's not really a matter of first and second. It's just, it's the, you know, obviously if the babies, you know, have what they need, our dog is always there with us, and they love them just as much as we love the dog. So
Thank you.
I think you're going to do fine, and everybody's going to stick together. And it's just a different bond. It just really is.
I love it. Thank you so much, Olivia. Yeah.
You know, Stacey, just don't be that parent that has your dog on one leash and your kid on the other leash.
I won't.
Stacey, did
I'm
this
so
help?
Happy that I called.
Yay.
Yes, it did. I'm so happy that I called. I knew there would be somebody out there that totally understands me. So Blossom's going to be a big sister.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Awesome. Thank you so much for the call. If y'all ever want to join us for group therapy, just reach out. Tell us what's going on in your world, and we can help you out too. Star941Atlanta.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.